So the big newspaper in Caracas, Venezuela, Diario, has this headline. Venezuela requests the freedom of Major Leaguer Wilson Ramos. Ramos was kidnapped or is believed to be in the custody of armed men who abducted him earlier. He's a catcher for the Washington Nationals. Michael Schmidt, from our partner in the New York Times, has been reporting on this story. Michael Schmidt, what is the likelihood that he is actually kidnapped? Is that the kind of thing that happens in Venezuela these days? And has anyone heard from him?
Kidnapping in Venezuela is a huge phenomenon. It's gotten worse and worse in recent years, and it's been a way for people to make money. And it's at times affected baseball players when their family members have been taken. But this is the first time that we've seen an actual baseball player taken. It seems to be credible. I mean, they have not heard from him in over a day now. There was a report last night on Twitter that he was alive, but besides that, the family has not been asked for money yet, and they're just kind of waiting.
Now, a report that I saw said this, and I can't decipher it for the life of me, Michael Schmidt. Police in northern Venezuela confirmed via Twitter that he's alive. Wilson Ramos is alive. How could that possibly be the case? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, and I don't know if they know what it means. There was a report on Twitter that he was alive, but it's Twitter, and it's hard to substantiate it, and who knows where the information is really coming from. But there was this report out there last night that he was alive and that the authorities down there were pointing towards.
The Washington Nationals don't have much of a profile in baseball right now, but Ramos is certainly a standout player for the team. How visible is he in Venezuela?
Well, he was seen as one of the upcoming stars there. He had a great sort of first full season in the majors for a catcher. He hit 15 home runs, which is pretty significant. And on a team that isn't so great, he was sort of a bright sign for them. But the Nationals are still not very good, and they still have a long way to go.
Well, this isn't a baseball story. This is really a law enforcement story. There has been no demand for ransom or any sort of sense from the kidnappers of what their mission might be, correct?
Correct. I mean, it's widely assumed that it's a way of making money, and it's part of the larger problem there. But they have not had – there's apparently been no communication between the family and the kidnappers, or law enforcement and the kidnappers, for that matter.
And the only forensics here, the only piece of evidence, is the SUV apparently used in Ramos' kidnapping was found by the police on Thursday. But that hasn't, at least as far as we know, led anywhere. Right, Michael?
Correct. Law enforcement officials seemed sort of encouraged down there by this when they found the car yesterday that it was going to lead to them uncovering more evidence and figuring this all out. But so far, I don't think it has yielded much. There was sort of a lot of attention given to it yesterday, but it's unclear that it's actually, helped the investigation.
Their confidence may have something to do with the fact that these are slightly ritualized events, these sorts of kidnappings in Venezuela, even though this one is unprecedented. Yes.
Yeah, I think that there's a high number of these people who are recovered, but it is an absolutely painful experience for the family, and it's incredibly costly because they end up paying, thousands if not millions of dollars, and this is someone who makes a lot of money,
indeed,
certainly compared to, folks there.
Very much a target. Michael Schmidt from our partner, the New York Times, reporting on the kidnapping of Wilson Ramos. Not a message or a call about Wilson. Keep praying, a Twitter from a family member overnight.